Music is like poetry and has a message. It hits you like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking each and every one of you to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contribution of our diaspora. And you are sure to find our quest moment where we attempt to make way, indeed, vibrations. So I thank you for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. This morning, or should I say, it's morning somewhere in the world, Quest Youth Radio presents reviews on history, definitions, music, each week of lesser-known figures from our diaspora. To give ourselves a better perspective of African-American contributions in the world today. Now, to begin, I'd like to have each and every one say good morning and, you know, just greet one another. We're going to start out with Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, good morning.
Good morning, family.
All right. Justin, I'd like for you to say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. And Tanisha, I'd like for you to say good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, that'll work. And now, last but not least, our student host can say good morning and take it away with your first segment. I now introduce to the audience Mr. Walter Pierce. Take it away.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody. And welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. You see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people in a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for this week is on William Steele. And you see, William Steele is actually from Bergen County, New Jersey. He moved to Philadelphia in 1844, when he began working as a clerk for the Pennsylvania Anti-Slavery Society. In 1847, he married Letita George and had four children who survived infancy. When Philadelphia abolitionists organized a committee to aid runaway slaves reaching Philadelphia, Steele became its chairman. By the 1950s, he was the leader of the Philadelphia's black community. In 1859, he attempted to desegregate the city's public transportation system. He opened a stove store during the American Civil War and later started a coal delivery business. Often called the father of the Underground Railroad, Steele helped as many as 60 slaves a month escape to freedom. He interviewed each person and keeping careful records, including a brief biography and the destination of each person, along with any alias that they adopted. Though he kept his records carefully hidden, he is one of the many who helped slaves escape from the Confederate America. After the Civil War, Steele published the secret notes he kept in diaries during those years. And his book is a source of many historical details of the workings of the Underground Railroad. The three prominent Steele brothers, William, James, and Peter, settled in Lawnside, New Jersey. All of his children were successful. And you see, you know, they graduated from and Lincoln University, his children, and, you know, they'll end up becoming very successful later in life. But, you know, the conductor of the Underground Railroad, William Steele, will end up passing away July 14th, 1902. To this day, their descendants have an annual family reunion every August. So, you know, that's something that is prominent as well, you know, keeping the family together. And really, I'm bringing you this segment because, you know, not only did he just, he was from New Jersey, you know, from the area. You know, he's an unknown hero of the Underground Railroad, helping 60 slaves a month escape to their freedom and, you know, being brave enough to go out there and help them. You know, that's somebody we should highlight as well. You know, we hear about Harriet Tubman a lot, and Harriet Tubman has done a lot of great things for the Underground Railroad and for slaves. But, you know, there's also been other people alongside her as well who's been a part of the Underground Railroad, helping slaves escape and helping them move along. And, you know, William Steele is just one of them, and we have to just highlight him on today. Shout out to him and his family as well. So thank you for listening. This is Schooner host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Listening to that song reminds me to say to everyone within the listening audience, never let anyone steal your joy. And with that being said, we want to transition to our next student host with his segment of choice, right? And that is the real deal, Justin Hill. Justin, good morning again, and take it away.
Good morning, everybody. This is student host Justin Hill of WSOU. FYI definition segment will be on the word brave. This segment provides the listener with words and the meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. The word brave is an adjective for one who possesses courage, and that means when someone has bravery in them and they stick up for one another, for themselves. And another definition for the word Brave is the Brave web browser. And that is a free and open source web browser developed by Brave Software, Inc., based on the Chromium web browser. And like I said, Brave is when someone has brave courage inside of them, and they have courage, and they do things that they help one another. And that is it for my definition segment. I thank you guys for listening. The student host, Justin Hill, on WSOU.
Yummy hot.
Never.
time. You know, when you get upset, come down. And that being said, we're going to transition once again to our student host, Mr. Walter Pierce, for his next segment of his choice. Take it away, Walter.
Yes, and we'll be talking about another diamond segment that I have for today, and that is on John S. Rock. And you see, an eloquent African-American activist and master of several professions, John S. Rock was born in Salem, New Jersey, to free black parents. Educated in the public schools, he was a grammar school teacher between 1844 and 1848. During this time, he also studied medicine while working as an assistant to two white doctors. After being denied admission to medical school, Rock studied dentistry with Dr. Samuel C. Harbert in Salem and subsequently opened a dental practice in Philadelphia in 1850. He had not given up on being a physician, however, and after renewed effort, he was admitted to the American Medical College and graduated with a medical degree in 1852. Following his marriage to Catherine Bowers the same year, he and his wife moved to Boston, where Dr. Rock established a successful practice that offered free services to fugitive slaves. A gifted orator, he lectured on behalf of the abolitionist cause, voting rights for free African Americans, and the newly formed Republican Party. After poor health forced him to give up a medical practice in 1859 to the Massachusetts bar, in September of that year, he was appointed a justice of the peace for Boston and Suffolk County, Massachusetts. By then, the country was at war, and throughout the conflict, Rock was a tireless advocate for abolition of slavery. Like Frederick Douglass, he was an enthusiastic recruiter for the Black Volunteer Regiment from Massachusetts. On February 1st, 1865, the day after the House of Representatives passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, Senator Charles Sumner introduced a motion at the U.S. Supreme Court when it passed the same day. John S. Rock became the first African-American admitted to practice there. Declining health prevented him from fully exercising this hallmark privilege. He'll pass away December of 1866. And that concludes what I have for John S. Rock. And as you can see, for my two segments of today of William Steele and John S. Rock, both of these people grew up during war times in this country in the 1800s. And for them to be able to go on and be successful in their fields while helping out others at the same time shows the mark that they have left in this country. And even though they're both really unknown to us, you know, they're both from Jersey and they both provided a service that helped a lot of people. And we just have to highlight them for that. Thank you for listening. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
And we're going to chop this stuff up when we come back right after this next Anderson .Paak tune. So check it out. And our panelists are going to chime in and give their comments and suggestions to our program as we continue to roll on. Keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere.
I've been feeling kinda cooped up, cooped up. I'm trying to get some fresh air. Hey, why you got the roof out, roof out? You know it never rains here. Hey, you ain't got a flash or you're taking your picture. You ain't got to draw no extra attention. Paparazzi wanna shoot ya, shoot ya. Time for less down here. I can't be flying, round and round that open strip.
or showing out for the cameras. Them doing fish bowling. 100,000 on the passenger. Tell them Kendrick Lamar, respect me from afar. I was made in this image, you call me a god. Everybody in attendance, I'm about to perform. Everybody get offended by the shit I got on. Like, can you buy that? 900 horse, can you drop that? A G5, can you fly that? I need 10 so I can look at the snakes and pose them.
I need 10,
cause bomb is non-disclosure.
I need 10
so I can live with a peace of mind without taking a peace of mind and peace be still and not do fine. So fix the ticket, you pull me over and might see one of your...
There's just so much history that is so rich embedded right here in the state of New Jersey that we didn't know about. Mr. Harris, you know, we talked about bravery from Justin, and we've spoken about two different people from an era that has, you know, time has passed gone by. You know, what do you think about the show so far? And it's,
Well, personally, you know, I wasn't really aware of the brothers that were spoken of this morning, but I found out that a lot of things that I thought were current or from my generation really came from back in the day. Like the brother Rock, he's the one who coined the phrase "Black is beautiful" back in the 1800s, and you know, and the brother Still. He was the first one to call the what we call the Underground Railroad. He was the first one to call it the Underground Railroad. You know, so there was a lot of things that that I've gotten hip to since listening to these brothers talk about this stuff today. And I'm kind of glad I made it today.
All right now. And we're glad you're here with us as well. You know, as we tread along from week to week, delivering our reviews on different people from our past history, it is so important to have the present and the present day minds like yours and, of course, Tanisha Gardner. Tanisha, good morning again, and just give us your feedback on the information that we've just learned about so far.
Good day, everybody. No, it was a lot of good information. Like I said, I learned a lot today also. I don't know. I guess I have an idea. I guess, I don't know. Maybe we could, you know, consolidate all the names that we have learned about over the segments that we have done and put it together, like, you know, create like a booklet for people to remember what we have taught them. I think that would be pretty cool.
Okay. And there is a suggestion on the board, all right? So we'll definitely take that into consideration. Now, what we want to do is continue on musically, right? And today we highlight someone who we all know, someone who Billie Holiday emulated in her singing. And we're going to listen to another tune that he put together. And man, oh man, the pleasure of his smile and the sound of his horn. Need I say any more?
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek, yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like the gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountains, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now mama, dance with me, I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly. Happiness I see. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the care that hung around me through the a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance.
Program on the East Coast, Quest, as we continue our journey, we now go back to the real deal, Justin Hill, for his next segment. Take it away, Justin.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, this is student host Justin Hill from WSOU. And it is now time for my diamond segment, and it is on Harriet Tubman. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you are bound to find yourself. And Harriet Tubman was an abolitionist and social activist. Born into slavery, Tubman escaped and rescued approximately 70 enslaved people, including family and friends. In order to rescue the people, she used the Underground Railroad. During the Civil War, she served as an armed scout and spy for the Union Army. In her later years, Tubman was an activist in the movement for women's suffrage. In 1849, Tubman escaped to Philadelphia. And the reason why I chose Harriet Tubman was because I feel like she was a very important person for the Underground Railroad, because she was a slave, and then first she used the Underground Railroad to enslave about 70 people, and I just think that's very important. And I thank you guys for listening to my diamond segment. And again, this is student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
1, 2, 3, come on! We got DJ Kool and Duck, get fresh. Rockin' to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie. Rockin' to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20. So hit me with your horns and make that money.
York City. It's a bit more aggressive. I can get busy.
Can I kick it? You know that I can do with the mic in my hand. You remember that? Oh, one, two, yo, that is that. Tick tock, tock, and tick tock, and do the die. No matter what I say, it always come on fire. The ladies in here feel like fruit in the cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo, let me stress my fellow, my man. Yo, get on the mic and do the best.
Keep the party going on, and the journey, the purpose, more importantly, of Quest is to reclaim our history and bring it to the present. And with that being said, I turn it back over to our student host for his next segment, Mr. Walter Pierce.
Thank you. In this segment, we provide the listener with words and their meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for this week is freedom fighter. And a freedom fighter is a person who takes part in a violent struggle to achieve a political goal, especially in order to overthrow or take over government position. Now, when we talk about freedom fighters, the first group I think about is the Black Panthers. And, you know, when we talk about the Black Panthers, there's a lot of controversy throughout history of, you know, were they really good for the people? Were they just radical, trying to kill everybody? you know, what the media presents them as. But the things that I've researched and I've seen about the Black Panthers is they just wasn't going to let anybody roam in their neighborhoods and keep trying to take it over without any protection or repercussions. You know, when you see the movies, we see the movies, the documentaries on the Black Panthers, you know, they depict them as, you know, a very organized group. And this group would be around, you know, different neighborhoods. I know one of the main neighborhoods was Chicago, and there was Black Panthers set up in Chicago, and while people would come in, you know, certain law officials or white people who were trying to come after a certain African-American because of something they might have done, they'll be right there to protect their fellow African-American and wouldn't let anything happen to them. And that's really who they were. They were protectors. And, of course, people like this during a time like that was very much feared by white people in the country, you know, which led to the arrest and killings of multiple Black Panther Party members. And, you know, as we move on to today, you know, we still have examples of freedom fighters. We have people, you know, who are protecting their neighborhoods and making sure that nobody just comes in and tries to take over. You know, we still see examples of that today. So besides that, I thank you for listening, and I hope you think about examples of freedom fighters and think about, you know, why they're important, especially in our generation today. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors.
we're definitely back on our journey, right? And now, with about a few minutes left to our broadcast, I'd like to, you know, ask our panelists to kind of sum up everything that we've encompassed and learned in this particular broadcast. Miss Denisha Gardner, I come to you and ask you what you think.
But, like I said before, it was a really good show. Just to put everything together, I think that would be, you know, really cool. So people, you know, could go back and reference what we have learned, and you know, and keep it in our memory, and just be able, you know, as they say, each one teach one. And I do miss the fables, so it'd be cool if we could do a fable next week.
Okay, all right, Mr. Harris, a summing up of our of today's broadcast. Now, one of the things that Walter brought out when he did his definition of freedom fighters is he used the example of the Black Panther movement. And one of the things, Walter, that a lot of people don't know about the Black Panther movement was they were encompassing, which means basically what I'm saying is they included all groups, white, Black, Native American, all groups. And this is what irritated the powers that be, because they were creating a movement of change for this country. And everything that they did, like you said, Walter, was to stand in place for the community. Mr. Harris, are you there yet? If not, we're going to continue forward, right, and bring in our next segment and our student host for his last segment of change. No, it's been a chain of events, right? And as I think out loud, you know, we have Juneteenth in our midst. And Walter, just take it away.
Thank you. I guess I'll do a current segment on, you know, again, the one and only Anderson .Paak. And when we talk about, when we really talk about Anderson .Paak, you know, we talk about the great achievements that he has had throughout his career, musically, collaborating with artists such as, you know, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Kanye West. But we also talk about the music behind the curtain. I mean, the way he's able to, you know, present to different communities, you know, especially his community in Oxnard, California, the ability for him to be able to give music for free, concerts, for some artists, like people like, you know, Jenna Aiko and great pop stars of today's generation, being able to give that to his community and just give financial help and really just give information to the youth, you know, shows the greatness that he has had. You know, we need more people like this who could just be able to, you know, galvanize the community and invest in the community with the wealth that they have accumulated from music. So that's what I have for today on Anderson .Paak. Again, I hope you do more research about more musical artists in your area that, you know, I've given back to this, given back to the community, you know, in some ways that Anderson .Paak has done as well. So besides that, we took the transition to some music by the one and only Anderson .Paak. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Harris, are you there? Okay. So apparently Mr. Harris has stepped away for a moment, and that
hello,
being said,
hello.
Oh, okay. There you go. Mr. Harris, Anderson .Paak, you know, you are our, you know, designated music director. And so I want to give credit where it's due for our playlist of each and every week, and particularly this week. But one of the people that you were looking to highlight, not just Anderson .Paak, was Louis Armstrong. Talk to us a little bit about Louis Armstrong.
Well, when it comes to Louis Armstrong, you really have to go back to his instrument, the trumpet. He's been one of the most influential trumpet players in at least American history. You know, Miles Davis even said everybody who plays the trumpet is playing one of the licks that Satchmo played, no matter what you play. You know, and he was really an ambassador for music, but the black community didn't really like gravitate to him like he thought they should, because he had the ear of a lot of powerful people in the country and around the world. But, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, you know, they thought because of the way he smiled when he was singing or playing, you know, they thought he was just trying to be like little Sambo. And, you know, and that really kind of broke his heart a little bit, because he was down for the community as much as anybody else. And, you know, and he had and at his death, you know, him and his wife had got together and started an organization to help musicians who, you know, because of the way the music business side was run, a lot of musicians didn't make a lot of money. And so a lot of them, even though they showed all of their, they gave all their talent and stuff up, you know, they were very rarely, if ever, compensated for it. So he had a foundation called the Louis Armstrong Educational Foundation,
which
that kind of helps the people.
Today.
You hear me?
I'm sorry, I cut you off. The only thing I said was it's still in existence today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, I think it started like around 1969. And, you know, and they still give out grants to people who want to pursue music. And, you know, and help like the seniors or the older musicians who need funds. So just for medical and everyday life, you know, he was instrumental in getting that together. And there's like a lot of stuff, you know, most of it is musically, you know, because he really was who, I don't want to say he invented jazz, but he leaned toward the improvisational side of jazz more than the ragtime that was coming out when he first came out. But there's a lot for him.
That's fine. Give us a summation. Give us a behind the mic of today's broadcast and what you thought about it.
Well, my segment of Harriet Tubman, she was an abolitionist and social activist, and she was in the women's suffrage movement. And my definition on brave, it's when someone possesses courage in themselves. And that was it for what I did, and I thought today's show was great.
And Walter, close us out and give us a summation, but not in that order. Summation and close out.
It was a great show today. I'm happy that everybody was able to come together and give out information. But besides that, this is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU signing out. And Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best youth radio. And that being said, everyone, I'm going to close this out with two songs, right? I'm going to have to cut into one, Louis Armstrong and Anderson .Paak. So until next time, we'll see you. Peace.
Big man, there goes Mac the Knife.
having so much fun. So now, how could we both forget telling each other we're the ones? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me, closer than you two can.